It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, after being off for the holidays, the end of a JHL season gets back underway this week. While the season for the North Peace Navigators hasn't been the greatest, one player who has been performing well is forward Connor Bach. The product of Grimshaw, second on the team in goals with 11, we had a chance recently to ask him about what's been working for him this season.
I think kind of just keeping a positive attitude in the room and trying to keep the boys up. Kind of been helping out a lot.
And of course, the season, you know, hasn't been off to the kind of the best of start for the Navs so far. But do you think that kind of some of the play recently going into the break, do you think there were kind of some improvements that you think there's maybe some signs of the team getting better for the rest of the season here?
Yeah, for sure. I think we had a pretty big win against Fairview, our third last game, and then kind of a tough weekend going in against Fort St. John. But hopefully, come back after the break and win a couple and get on a roll.
Of course, this is a very very young team that the Navs have this season. In addition to yourself, you got some other younger players like Farinot, Corey Isaac, Hudson Shalafu, Mo Fayette, and you know, a few other guys I could probably mention here. How do you think it's been kind of the chemistry it's been like between you and you know, some of the other kind of young guys that are on the team?
Pretty good. I feel like they kind of know where I'm coming from being young, and it's pretty nice when some of the older guys are there for pretty much whatever you need and always there to help out.
Now, of course, you are from the Grimshaw area. I guess when you were kind of growing up, what's been kind of sort of your big hockey influences on your career?
I think just some of the Grimshaw guys that have played for the Navs all their hockey career, and just watching the Navs grow up was kind of just inspiring to be able to come play for them and represent, kind of thing.
Now, being from Grimshaw, I got to ask, I know the North Peace Hockey League hasn't been around for the past couple of years, but did you go to a lot of games for the Grimshaw Huskies?
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure that was my favorite thing to do as a kid on a Thursday night was get to stay out late and go watch the Huskies play.
Now, when it comes to you this season, now we know hockey players can they get to be sometimes be kind of creatures of habit. What about with you when it comes to kind of getting ready for the game? Is there a particular like a pregame routine you find yourself going through?
Not too often. I got rituals, but I think one of the main ones is I touch my first goal puck every time before the game. So that's kind of been my go-to this year.
Navs will be busy this weekend with three games coming up. They'll be in Sexsmith on Friday and Grand Prairie on Saturday. For coming back to the Baytex Energy Center for a game on Sunday afternoon against the Dawson Creek Kodiaks. Elsewhere in the league, the Fairview Flyers have just one game this weekend. They'll beat the Fairplex on Saturday night to face the Sexsmith Vipers. Fairview has had trouble with the Vipers this season, as Sexsmith has won 5 of the 6 meetings between the two teams. The Peace River teams in the Northern Alberta Hockey League are back in action this week. U15 Sabres have a home game on Friday night against Grand Prairie, before playing in Grand Prairie on Sunday. The U13 Colts will have a game in Nampa on Saturday night against Lloydminster, before playing in Whitecourt on Sunday. The U18 Royals will be at home on Sunday to face Fort McMurray. GMHL's High Prairie Red Wings will have two games this weekend. They'll be in Fox Creek on Friday night for coming back to the High Prairie Sports Palace on Saturday to face Edson. And in the AJHL, the Grand Prairie Storm are in the middle of another South Division road trip. They're at the Max Bell Center in Calgary last night facing the Calgary Canucks. Tonight they'll get the Brooks Bandits, who are still the number one team in the CJHL's national rankings, having won 15 in a row. Storm will then face the Drumheller Dragons on Friday and the Olds Grizzlies on Saturday. Their next home game at the Bonnets Energy Center will be on January 14th against the Lloydminster Bobcats. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with the new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.